Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios.
It's a party, baby.
This is Bud Light Scalzo and Brust. Woo! On 100.5 ESPN party, and baby. Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
By the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio with us as well. Beautiful, wonderful Madison, Wisconsin. Hunter Vaughn running the show. The Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square. We apologize for the late start here. Jesse Nelson messed
up. You might have
to
change that.
Settings.
Downtown off the Capitol Square. I mean, I guess they are in the new office.
It used to be downtown on the Capitol Square.
Oh.
Now it's downtown just off the Capitol Square.
Still stink at listening.
On East Washington Avenue, yes.
Is that downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, big time downtown.
That's downtown.
That's downtown.
I mean, I lived across.
You lived right there.
I just never thought of it as downtown.
It's downtown Madison.
It's literally downtown Madison.
I mean, you guys know better than I do.
It's right by Bree Stevens Field.
I was asking.
That's downtown.
Yeah. I believe you guys.
Yes.
I don't
know why. Wonderful American Family Insurance Spark building there. That's where you can find Hunter Vaughn trying to pick up the pieces that Jesse Nelson fell behind.
Mess.
The absolute mess there. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling us, texting us on the official, unofficial, temporary First Midwest Bank talk and text line. And we'll start with the hot topic of the day. Of course, Matt LaFleur spoke with the Packers media from Palm Beach, but we had a very intense conversation. What are you laughing at?
Ben's doing the turn myself up a little bit.
That's
more.
Not my
he
input.
He always does.
I can touch these as much as I want.
Okay, I misread the situation.
No, he does it every time. He always turns the mic up a little.
I didn't touch my input. I just wanted to hear myself louder in my headphones.
Got it. As long as he can hear himself louder.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, the story of the day, Matt LaFleur's comments to the Packers media, but I feel like we should start with the debate that was raging on at the office. Are DVDs still a thing?
Yes, DVDs are still a thing, and it's a pretty easy argument. Do you own DVDs, Greg?
Very few.
Have you watched a DVD in the last 3 months?
No.
No.
The last time I watched a DVD was when our internet went out and I fired up a DVD because there wasn't really anything to watch because all you have are smart TVs now.
Like I had,
I think that was in the winter time.
So this started, the debate started in our office because I was lended Seinfeld DVDs by you that I watched one episode and I couldn't get into it, and so I never really watched it. What?
It's just you just didn't give it a chance.
No, I didn't. If like it's so hard to go back and watch old things. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I like going back and watching some old movies.
So I returned that today after what? 3 years of having that?
Probably 3 years. I gave you The Wire, which you still, I'm sure, have some of those DVDs buried somewhere.
No, I gave you all of them back.
You still have...
No, I had nothing left.
Well, you took that. You took Goodfellas, which I believe you still have.
No.
And you took Seinfeld, and I got The Wire back. I got like a season back of The Wire.
That's all you gave me.
Yeah.
My point
Not
is...
Not all the DVDs were there, but...
My point is I did some DVD... organizing last night, and I have like all the Bourne series.
Do you know
Austin
what I
Powers.
Would do for the free time that it requires to organize my DVDs?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Imagine having the free time, the luxury to just be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to organize my DVDs.
Well, like they are very present in my living area. They're right underneath my TV, and like I've been watching a couple of them. Heavyweights. I watched.
How many DVDs have you watched in the last 3 months?
At least 5 to 6.
You're looking at me like a crazed person right
you
now.
You are crazed.
Yeah, like that means DVDs are still a thing because I'm watching them.
No,
it doesn't.
That's not
like
enough.
I choose to watch DVDs instead of watching them on like a streaming platform. I go out of my way to get up, even if they're free on a streaming platform, I like to watch the DVD. It makes me feel better than just clicking on a streaming platform.
844-770-3776. I can smell the crap that is flowing out of your mouth right now because you used to actually watch DVDs regularly. You do so sparingly now because DVDs are no longer a thing. You spend 12 hours a day on your phone, screen time. You watch more YouTube than any TV show or film.
Can we be honest?
Fact or fiction on that statement?
On what?
Do you watch more than anything else?
Fiction. I don't know.
I mean, you're just lying right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's close.
Why? What was your plan? Was just to lie and hope we moved on?
No, what I was going to say as well is between all of the streaming platforms, there are too many shows to watch. Can we get on board with that? Like, I wanted to find a new show to watch, and Apple TV, Disney Plus, HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu. There's all these streaming platforms, and everyone's recommending all these different shows, and I don't know which one to start. I have what like streaming show anxiety. Like I don't want to start one because what if I'm missing out on a better one?
So then you go ahead and break out your Heavyweights DVD? Like, your logic here is very
I put in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie, like, 2 weeks ago.
That is sad. Like, that is something Ivan you're going to have to figure out at some point.
What are you doing to your microphone?
It's not. I can't hear myself in the microphone. There we go. You got me?
Yeah.
This is better? Look it. You're telling on yourself in the way that you're talking about all of this. Because ultimately, the solution in that situation isn't, oh, I'm going to go back to the DVD, and that's why it's still a thing. You're literally making the case for why DVDs are no longer a thing. Because there's so much new content out there that people are less likely to go back and watch Heavyweights for the 600th time. You also have found new media in YouTube so that you don't need to go back and watch DVDs. These more than 5 or 6 times in 3 months. We know that what that means, Josh, right? If you watch 5 or 6 DVDs over the last 3 months, it's really two or three.
Yeah.
And so you've only watched a couple. Your decline is there. The more fascinating part of this is, why do you care so much about aligning and identifying with DVD? Is that like
it's
you
just
trying
like it's
to
a
be
foundation
nostalgic?
Yeah, it's like it's in my foundation of who I am. Like, I don't know. Like,
you liked movies between 1996 and 2012. Like, that's your...
I remember when Blu-ray came out, I bought a Blu-ray player in college.
Cool.
And I bought Batman Begins.
What are you trying to improve. I don't.
Just my love for DVDs.
You're so impassioned.
But it's not your love
Join
for
DVDs. Join the stream so people can watch you.
It's not your
Let's
love for. It's not your love for DVDs, though. It's your love for that era of movies in that era of life.
Yeah. I love that era.
It has nothing to do with the actual. Like, DVDs are flawed. Like,
what do you mean they're flawed?
They can scratch. They can melt. They can break.
And so, because
you have to buy a full DVD in order to watch a movie,
the internet could blow up, and or Wi-Fi could go out, and then what?
Read a book.
DVDs. You just need power. Okay. You don't need internet.
But then the power goes out, and then what? Like, let's talk about books, because you don't believe in books. Like, I mean, again, it's just an interesting place for you to be. Look, DVDs are toast. You can go out, you can buy a DVD player for $20.
It's weird, because I feel like I use DVDs to, like, show off, if that makes any sense.
Cool.
Ooh.
You know, potential female.
And what are you showing off?
Like my cool collection of Harry Potter, the Bourne series, Austin Powers, the Star Wars collection.
So Ben at some point had a... I don't know what to call it. A relationship?
A rendezvous.
With a friend of my wife's. And I hope I'm allowed to tell this story. And we figured they would get along swimmingly, in which they did. And one time I asked my wife about their relationship and, hey, what are you hearing? And, you know, what do we think? Are they actually going to date each other? Cause we like both of them. And she said, well, she went through, he likes DVDs a lot. This was 3 years ago when Ben was an actual DVD guy. He likes DVDs a lot, and, like, he's got, like, a DVD collection, and he's got the book, like, the DVD book, and he organizes them. And she went through his DVDs and realized that she thinks the relationship is going to stay with exactly what it is, which is a rendezvous, if you will, and didn't see a long-term future with him because of the copious amounts because of all of the movies you're describing, because of your taste. So,
you know what?
I don't mean to offend you. Probably the best thing, because, again, she was like, I like something that is rated above, you know, PG-13 once in a while. And
or a horror movie.
Feature, you know, Ben Stiller. And Ben Brust is obviously Ben Brust. And she was like, hey, maybe mix in an art house flick once in a while or something that's ever been nominated for an Academy Award.
So here's the thing. In that same period of life in which that rendezvous happened, there was another rendezvous that had happened. And I knew that she was not going to work this different rendezvous because she didn't laugh at Austin Powers Gold Member. she didn't laugh once, and I was like, nope, if she does not find this funny, there is no future with us, and then never saw her again after that.
Do you
just really jumped in there with that in the pause right there?
I didn't know how to ask it. Do you show the DVD? Are you breaking?
Yes. Yes, I lay it out there. It's my way of like, hey, look at what I got here.
That's you peacocking right there.
Yes.
Look at my feathers right now. Look at this amazing DVD collection that I have.
Seriously, what do you want to watch? Do you want The Patriot? Do you want the Bourne series? Do you want Batman series? Do you want Austin Powers series? The Rush Hour series? Do we want Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Waterboy? Do we want Star Wars? Do we want Harry Potter? And that's how I cord.
I do have one question. If I'm a nice young lady looking to go back to Ben Brust's house.
We're having a rendezvous?
Yeah, we're rendezvousing, baby.
What's the go-to movie?
Well, no, what are my odds of seeing the DVDs? Is it 100%?
No.
Someone comes back to DVD, or do they have to earn DVDs?
I mean, a one-night rendezvous ain't seeing the DVDs.
Seinfeld,
like,
sponge-worthy. Like, actually, DVD-worthy.
Yes.
You don't know what he's...
My point is, whatever. I'm on the outside of a joke again. I'm used to it. My point is you have to Josh's point, earn DVD time.
That's what she said.
You know how it's Netflix and chill?
It's
DVD and, yeah.
If you are the one who wants to show a DVD at a rendezvous, though, what's the go-to DVD?
oh, we got to feel it out. We got to talk with each other. We got to find the perfect DVD so we can enjoy the night. Like I said, I throw out all the options, and then you choose. Oh, we also have the Mighty Ducks if we want to go a little bit like that. Like we got everything. I got the Great Gatsby if you're into that. Like we got all the necessary options to make it work, and DVD time.
844-770-3776. I very much regret doing this. We'll hear what Matt LaFleur said at the NFL owners meetings in West Palm Beach, the Breakers, Josh's favorite spot down there outside of Rachel's. We'll hit that next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
32 degrees.
Well, I was off by 5 degrees. Why is that so funny?
It's one of the most basic facts you can possibly have.
You think I care? Like, if I want something to freeze, I put it in the freezer. I don't care what temperature it's at.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Ross on 100.5 ESPN in Madison. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Brost, the DVD master. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. Ben Brost telling us that he still thinks DVDs are a thing, to the point where that's his go-to move.
Texted my old roommate, true or not true, I was done with blank when she didn't laugh at Goldmember. True.
Yes, but I asked you that night. Like, all of a sudden, you think you're going to have a rendezvous, and
I don't remember. I just remember being like, okay. I was done. Like, my brain, like, I was disgusted.
Yes, the brain in your head was disgusted.
No,
but
no, from head to toe.
I got a text as well. What are the words Ben uses to bring up that he has a DVD collection? Like, what is the process by which the sleeves of DVDs come out?
Like, I told you, this isn't a first-time thing. You have to earn DVD time, so it's probably a second or third, like, hangout.
Do you tease the DVDs?
No.
You say, like, hey, next week, maybe we can watch
a DVD. You say movie. Like, hey, do you want to come over and watch a movie? And then I'm like, here you go. Look, like, it's like a smorgasbord of options.
So he literally shows them off. Like, look at this.
Yes.
Look at what I got.
It's like the kids in grade school for us who would show up with their binder of Pokemon cards and show us all the holographics, except for Ben showing Zoolander.
Yes,
Austin,
yes. I just organized that one.
Yeah. Like,
how do you organize them? Alphabetically?
No, I mean, like,
the front.
The Star Wars are in the back, so I know, like, those are the ones I've watched the most. So I know, like, I just, because I have the series where it's got the extras as well, like the, what do they call, like, the two discs?
It's extras.
Special bonus footage.
Yeah, bonus features, absolutely. Like, the bonus DVDs, so I got all six of those in the back. I got the Harry Potters. In the front, it's more like Avengers, Captain America. We got White Men Can't Jump, Dumb and Dumber. I'm like going through.
So there's no organization. Because if White Man Can't Jump is next to the Avengers, you're just willy-nilly jamming them in there. That's what she said.
Yeah, a little bit, but like I know where each one is in you know what I mean? Like it may not have a specific like alphabetical or genre order, but like I know what the order is. I have like a video of me crying when my family pulled my tooth, my second tooth,
on DVD.
Yeah.
Cool.
I also have like highlight basketball videos that are, you know, by that. I rode the slingshot in Florida. You ever heard of the slingshot? It's like the V-shaped one. And you just fly up. You guys got to, we got to get the audio from that.
Go ahead. You missed it.
Have you?
I was trying to tell Josh to just let Ben to keep rolling there.
Have you busted out the family video DVD for a rendezvous?
No.
Basketball highlights, though. Absolutely.
No. Nope. You have to be together to earn the basketball highlights and the family videos.
This has gone in a lot of directions, far from where we started with when I was criticizing the fact that you would still have DVDs. But, Greg, did it dawn on you when he said, when he's saying the Austin Powers thing, like when she didn't laugh at Austin Powers?
No, what's dawned on me is that this is Ben being a complete faker once again.
The way that he's talking about this
is like he is a regular DVD watcher, and we know we've watched him once every other month. He pop in a DVD.
No,
maybe once every 6 weeks.
No, it's once to twice a month.
No way is it once to twice a month. And you're just, I could see you lying in your face. I could literally see it.
Think about
looking
it.
Left.
I always,
he keeps giving me every tell.
Yeah. You don't know my tell.
I know your tell.
You don't know my tell.
Better than anyone.
Think about this. There's eight Harry Potter movies. I watch all eight every year. That's it.
Okay. So you're talking about a binge, where instead of going to HBO Max and watching
that
Harry
helps
Potter,
the average.
Okay. There you go. See, now you're trying to help your average by fixing it. So that tells me you're not as much of a you're making it sound like this is a nightly or a weekly occurrence in which you are going back and doing DVDs. You probably watch DVDs more on rendezvous than you do just by yourself.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm contending right now.
No. No, 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 no.
This is all just to show off all the DVDs that you've gathered.
Yeah. I still can't. Because
you're not in it for the love of the game.
No.
You don't think I love DVDs.
No,
I think I love showing off my DVDs.
I think you love showing off your DVDs and bragging about your DVD collection. Because it helps you to identify who you are. Like, no, and that's why you get so offended when somebody doesn't laugh at Austin Powers Gold Medal.
Yeah, it's like a piece of me died.
I'm trying to gather, what does being a DVD guy mean to you? Like, why is it why is it so significant?
What the hell
this
are you
is
doing
the stupidest show in America. You just asked on a serious, like, daytime talk sort of way, what does being a DVD guy mean to you?
Why can't put together?
It's like the old TV show where it's like, what is the addiction show? Except Ben Brust is addicted to DVDs. He keeps buying DVDs. He's stealing money
Except
from his parents
not.
To buy more DVDs.
What does being a DVD guy mean to you?
I can't square the thoughts of why you represent as a DVD guy who doesn't watch that many DVDs, but want to be known as a DVD guy.
Again,
who doesn't even buy DVDs anymore?
Right. When was the last
Greg,
time you bought
Greg
a DVD?
Greg hit it. Like, it's in the, like, it represents an era of time in which I enjoyed the movies the most. And when it wasn't on stream, when it wasn't on an app, it was on DVD.
This poor guy, Josh. So you would get home from the gym. You're 7 hours at the gym, just shooting threes and free throws. And you would just go home and you would pop in DVDs. I bet you had one of those mini DVD players, too, that folded up for car rides and whatnot.
In college, I brought a side DVD player to connect to my computer, and I would watch movies or One Tree Hill with my teammates on the flight.
Wait, your computer didn't have a DVD player?
No.
No, that probably didn't.
No, I had a Mac. I got a good Mac, and it wasn't like a big Mac.
Gotcha.
You know, so you had to have the extender.
He actually had a computer that was so nice.
I was going to say, back then, the standard was you had a tray that would pop out. And
I missed.
But Ben would also be like, you know what? It only plays DVDs. It doesn't have the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I can't be dealing with this
Well, when Blu-ray came out, I remember I bought a $100 Blu-ray player at a Walgreens.
Cool. Thank you, Hunter.
Yeah, well,
you're welcome.
You're literally bragging about Blu-ray
DVD flexing your Blu-ray muscles.
You bought 14 years ago.
Yeah, again, like I said, we don't have to go.
Do DVDs represent college or high school more for you? What era are you?
Both.
Are
both.
You reliving? Oh, it's the whole encompassing.
Like, basically, once. Because I did the same thing when I was in Lithuania in 2015. I had my computer and my DVD player, and we bussed everywhere when I was playing professionally overseas.
A lot of rendezvous.
And no rendezvous. I was the Lithuanian drought, remember?
That's right.
So I just brought all my DVDs, and on bus rides, I probably watched the Bourne series.
I'm done with you describing.
I stopped listening to him.
You're just describing the different places and different ways.
All I know is I have the perfect person on my side. I got a great text from one of my great buddies. One of my favorite things to do is if I'm home alone because my wife is at work and out of town, I pop in Star Wars DVD, hashtag Team Ben.
Yeah, that's not one of your great buddies. That's the hall monitor, Jesse Nelson.
What?
Yeah, that is the hall monitor, Jesse Nelson, and that should tell you everything you need to know about the DVD.
You always say me and Jesse are more alike than we know.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I will stand by that, but it's like at some point you guys just diverged where he was the star of the band and you were the star of the basketball team. But at your core, you're the same. Levi and Stevens Point chimes in on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, 844-770-3776 today, says, "Hey, Greg, Ben, and Joshy, this is your friend Levi here."
Hey, Levi.
"On the live stream on Twitter," you can find that on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, "Joshy, I must say that your beard is so good looking on the live stream,
heck yeah,
and you should show yourself on the live stream daily on the show."
I do wish I don't have a good place to use it. Where I usually sit, it would be off kilter to the side.
Josh is a behind the scenes guy. He doesn't want to be on the. He doesn't want to be on the camera.
Josh, that beard does look good on the stream.
Guys,
on Twitter at Scalzo.
Gonna be honest, I noticed it when I looked at the stream. I noticed.
Did you groom it for today?
I groom it every day. It's just pretty long at this point, but it looks better because the definition's not great, so it looks even more full.
Oh, you're saying because it's a blurry camera?
Yeah, like, it looks more full than it actually is, so yeah, it's doing me justice.
When are you going to shave that, Josh?
I want to see, we got to make a bet somehow that he's got to shave, because I want to see what he looks like.
I want to go chin goes.
No, no.
Maybe just the Flavor Saver, maybe just the Soul Patch.
I would have no problem. At this point, it's easier to keep the beard than it is to get rid of it, because that's what I'm used to, and like having to take this much hair away would be a lot of work. But I'm willing to put stakes on, like a bet where it'd be like, hey, you have to shave in some manner.
It's like the head. It's like somebody's hair on their head.
I have more hair on my chin than on my head.
You have waves in there.
Oh, yeah. It's got spirit.
Wow.
Character.
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, on the live stream.
Yes, yes, it is. Matt LaFleur did speak to the media. We'll hear from him. Plus Runners here next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
You ready for the next question?
Yeah.
For my brain? All right. So, like, they lay eggs. How do they, like, get impregnated?
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker, and this happens all the time. It started with a whisper, and
that
was when I kissed her.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio running the show. Ben Brust, the king of the DVD, or at least he likes to pretend he's the king of the MKE and the DVD. Get it? Because he said he was the king of Milwaukee.
Go so well for the Badgers. It was just like to try and recreate the magic that the Bradley Center had in 2014, king of the Milwaukee then, not the king of Milwaukee after a 9%.
Just trying to help the team.
Yeah.
Team guy. He is a team guy, but he loves DVDs. We've been talking about that. Hilsey, the official and official nickname giver of the Scalzo and Brust family, says, "Don't be hating on absurd collections, Joshy. I used to collect sneakers, but now just ball caps. All collections are absurd." Really?
Yeah, and I plan on creating a video of my DVD collection for the family to look at.
Are collections absurd if they're worth money? I think that would...
Of course not.
Make it.
I don't think collections are absurd, even if they're not worth money.
Put on its face, it's like, yeah, some dude who's got a collection of stamps that are worth money, like you're collecting stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, comic books.
I'd argue Ben's...
Magic the Gathering cards.
I'd argue Ben's DVD collection is of the least absurd...
Because but it's not it a real value. Collection.
Though. Right, that's the problem. He's a fraud collector.
He's a fraud.
But if he had a lot of
Why
DVDs,
are you guys having... Josh, you can't get over this. And put your mic close to your face.
If you had a lot of DVDs, it would be like, yeah, he can watch DVDs
I literally
for
have
years
not,
on end.
You can't get over... I haven't mentioned DVDs, and you guys keep talking about it.
Josh, let's get to some one or zeros.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We are your contestants. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Former President Donald Trump released a statement to confirm the much-talked-about rumor about him making a hole-in-one on the seventh hole at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. One or zero, Ben would mention sinking a hole-in-one within the first 5 minutes of the next radio show.
I mean, one, but I wouldn't fault him for it.
Yeah, I mean... One, we'd probably—I'd probably make Joshy like get like the intro liner of the show, like "and congrats to Ben Brust on his hole in one." You know, like
we did that for when I won the championship. No, we won it.
Yeah, we did it twice.
No.
We did it because we did it twice. Remember when I won the member guest closest to the pin contest?
Yep.
And then you and I won the AmFam Pro-Am.
Wait, the closest to the pin contest?
I won like. $2,000 from that.
Oh, nice.
Ben big, told big bucks.
Ben was literally skipping work in the show to go to a member guest tournament. And
I don't think I took off back in the day for that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did?
100%. Okay. I mean, we didn't take off for like Augusta or some of our yeah. You know.
There was work being done, right?
There was. We always did a show. Yeah, it's a one. He would make us get all this imaging put together. We would have balloons, cake, the whole thing.
One or zero. Hole-in-ones are more luck than skill.
One
for the average golfer. Like there's more skill for like obviously the pros.
Right. Tiger Woods is going to make more one in holes.
Yeah, but like if I get a hole in one, it's luck.
There's a few factors, right? The amount of times that you make the attempt, which is why professionals, not only the skill of getting it close, but when you're playing golf multiple times a day,
more opportunities
to actually do it. And secondarily, yeah, the better you are, the closer you'll get, the more chances you have. But for it to actually go in is more luck than skill.
Have you guys ever, like, what's the closest?
I've hit the pin twice.
I've hit the pin three times.
Wow, I've hit the pin once.
But what that says about us, Greg, is it was coming in a little too hot, and mm-hmm. we didn't put the right trajectory with the right spin.
Ben Brust hit what I would say is a more impressive shot than a hole in one on the 16th
hole
at Maple Bluff Country Club.
That was insane.
From underneath a tree with like a 2-iron.
It was a 4-iron from like 190 behind a tree.
Short armed it.
It hooked. It went on the right side.
It
and
went
fell
all
the way down.
Well, no, it went up. Yeah, it went up the hill and then like a mini golf hole.
Dude,
went all
it was
the
an
way
eagle.
Back down.
I understand that,
but it wasn't like
are just telling the story of a golf hole.
Okay, but think about it, Ben Brust. Right? Let me do a better job of telling the story. We're getting our asses kicked on the golf course
for lots of money
down. Ben Brust showed up to the golf course screwdriver in hand because that's how he rolls. So he thinks, hey, if I keep going and drinking Bud Light after Bud Light after Bud Light, I'll find my golden zone.
The dead zone,
thank you. And he's playing horribly. He's getting mad. He's not happy with himself. And he goes up and his ball is legitimately underneath a tree, like a fern tree. And he has to go kind of move some bushes. He's can't take a full swing, so he just wrists this thing out, drives a line drive up, and like me and everyone else are walking ahead because I can play bad but still like have a good time.
Yeah.
Ben Brust isn't really capable of that, and so you know, we're still yucking it up, and Ben is just frustrated, so we're walking up ahead. This thing flies past us, right side of the green, up on the hill, all the way back down. It's a two-deck
double-decker.
Double-decker green. Then hits the slope at the right part.
Top of the ridge.
top of the ridge, boom, right back down. And we're like, holy crap, no way. And we ended up getting an eagle, not losing
as much money, but still got our ass kicked.
But still a lot of money.
Did his mood improve for the rest of the round?
Not really.
No.
You couldn't even celebrate it? You were that much of a poopy pants?
I mean,
he played really bad.
One to zero.
I'm a bad golfer with a high handicap, so you kind of know what you're getting from me. I'm going to win some. I'm going to lose some. Benny needed to play well.
I'd say one of the best things that I've done mentally as a golfer is just accepted that I'm not good, and like I have low expectations now.
Yeah.
Fair. One or zero. You will hit a hole in one in your lifetime.
One.
I mean, one. You have to tell yourself that. Otherwise, what's life worth living for? Yeah. You know.
I mean, I hope at some point I can start really playing golf and give myself
have those
more
attempts.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Lack of attempts. That's why. That's why I haven't gotten it.
I tend to agree. Yeah. We both hit the pin just a little too hard.
Kim Kardashian has apologized for her "get your bleeping ass up and work" quote, saying, "I'm really sorry if it was received that way." One or zero. "I'm sorry it was received that way" is actually an apology.
I don't know what it is, but it was bad of her to do. You had nothing to apologize for. She's right. Hey, America, get your bleeping ass up and work. Like, I mean, what are we doing here, guys? We don't have enough people who are willing to work out there. Get up, go to work.
I mean, people are watching
movies at work. Bring your lunch pail. My God, like, what are we doing right now?
Bring your lunch pail.
You don't have to go ahead and apologize if you're Kim K. What? Because people are saying that you got famous for a sex tape with Brandy's brother? Like, yeah, you did, and then you capitalized on that better than anybody in human history, and you built a billion-dollar empire for you and your family.
I literally couldn't say that part any better. Like, what are you apologizing for? Doesn't matter how you got to where you are, like how you got your jump start. She got her jump start, and guess what? She's taking advantage of it. Don't apologize.
Yeah.
Nothing to apologize for.
People aren't willing to stick by their conviction.
You know what? If some of those people that are complaining that she should say sorry were creative and you know, thought of some ways that they could be famous like she did, they could capitalize that on their gains.
One or zero. Fake apologies count as much as real apologies.
Zero.
Zero. There's a big difference between real contrition and an apology where you know somebody means it versus an apology where it's a,
I'm sorry you felt that way or it was received that way.
That's what I mean. It's really weak. Like,
for a billion-dollar empire, the PR team stinks. Or it was a PR play.
Ben just put his own mind in a pickle right now.
That's all I got for one or zero today.
Week one or zero today, Joshy. It's all right.
It'll
be better tomorrow. 844-770-3776. Matt LaFleur spoke at the NFL owners meeting today in West Palm Beach at the Breakers.
Ben Bruss guaranteed that we talk about it.
Oh.
There's nothing more pure than a Bruss guarantee.
I guarantee we will talk about it next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bruss.
Uh-oh. Joshy, we got something happened here, Joshy. Two-car crash.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go the whole wide world. I go the whole wide world just to find her. I go the whole wide world. I go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. I go the whole wide world. I go the whole wide world just to find her.
Ben Brust, as usual, hijacked the show today, but I'm bringing it back as Ben Brust has established himself as the DVD man. That's right, ladies. The DVD man in the state of Wisconsin. If you ever want to watch Heavyweights or Major Pain on DVD, Ben Brust can hook it up.
Good movie. Really good movie.
Major Pain?
Yes. Major Pain's a good one.
One, don't you feel dumb. Two, look at you. Three, the next time you talk about me behind my back, I'm going to stomp you into the ground.
Cool.
Thank you, Hunter.
Matt LaFleur spoke to the media earlier today at the NFL owners' meetings and Josh's old stomping grounds at the Breakers in West Palm Beach. I found it interesting for him trying to answer the age-old question, and by age-old, I mean the weeks-old question of what the hell is going to happen in that wide receiver room. Here is Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, no, I've witnessed it. I just think that it's just going to be, it's a process like everything is, and the more time that we can get those guys out on the field and put them in certain situations to allow them to kind of learn and grow, and hopefully we can be creative in ways that we can kind of expedite that process. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
That Matt LaFleur talking about what it will be like for his young wide receivers, inevitably, right? You're looking at least youth in that room to work and get up to speed with Aaron Rodgers. Doesn't sound very confident there.
He is leaking confidence. Like that coach. That's a coach who went 13-3 the last three seasons. And I've witnessed Aaron Rodgers be rough on young wide receivers. Like, I don't know. Like, if that's the situation, I don't want to hear you like unconfident about how you're going to handle it. Because look, that is what is going to be in front of us: a very young wide receiver core, and Aaron Rodgers that's going to be here for 3 years, and it's taken a long time for some of these guys, Devontae being one of them. Josh DiMaggio wanted him out after year one.
Yeah, but to be fair, you also have to acknowledge that the Packers have traditionally gone after wide receivers outside of the first round, which means that generally they're more developmental prospects than those guys drafted in the first round, right? You don't see as many second and third round wide receivers making immediate impacts as you do first round wide receivers. So it's not like he's been giving this bevy of young guys over the years and, you know, taking a while to get there. He's also always had a one or a one and a two. Like, he's also always had guys that he relied on while you could develop those other guys. He's going to be forced to bring them along.
Correct. But
I don't think it's fair to say, because if history would tell you this, it won't happen that way, because the situations are apples and oranges.
Yeah, but again, like, sure, they may be, if they're first round versus second or third round wide receivers, be a little bit ahead of the curve. It doesn't mean that they're going to, like, all of a sudden just be a number two wide receiver working well with Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's just because it's so different as well. It's different. It's not how the Packers have traditionally had wide receivers on their roster. So just listening to Matt LaFleur say, I've witnessed it. Well, it's going to be a process, and then goes to talk about like how it's going to be. You know, we have these two backs and Bobby Tonyan, and like
my point is like innovation, right? Growth comes from necessity. His back is up against the wall. He's never had this situation before. Like, this will be
correct.
The first time in his career in which
really
he's going to face this situation. I'm not. Maybe he won't change. Maybe it'll be ugly. Maybe he's going to be cussing these guys out. Maybe they won't get better and they'll bust. My point is that it's far more simplistic, I think, to say, well, this is how he's always done it, because he's never had a rookie wide receiver at the caliber we're looking at bringing in a rookie wide receiver, and ever had a situation where he is forced to succeed with them. Even the year in which Jordy Nelson got hurt and he didn't have a real number one, they didn't have a young guy to lean on. Like, they went to James Jones as an old guy to lean on.
Right.
So
he was comfortable with James.
I know, but like, we've never seen the alternative.
My thing right now is, we're talking about seeing alternatives and seeing new things and trying out of needing growth out of necessity.
Yes.
After back-to-back 13-3 seasons.
Correct.
And that's the crappy part.
But that's the NFL.
I mean, I think it goes back to the way Devontae Adams was handled, though.
Playing with that.
You stop playing with that.
Yeah, you're playing.
Josh is a big pot
calling
right
kettle
now.
Black.
I'm not
over
making
here.
Noises.
I can
though.
Hear it banging against your leg, Dolly.
Yeah, you can. I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
you're distracting the audience.
Can.
You're distracting me.
What are you bringing to the table right now?
I asked great questions.
He's just mad right now. He's just angry because I don't know why. You're big poo-poo. You're big negative Nelly recently. Ever since Devontae Adams has been traded, Josh DiMaggio has been in a mood.
My days have gotten worse.
Because of that?
Yeah, because the Packers don't have Davante Adams and no plan.
Live with it. He's got Aaron Rodgers. You're going to win the division. You're going to get to the playoffs. Can you get better by then?
Matt LaFleur did say question. They have 6 months until kickoff. Can they get
Is it
guys?
That far?
And, yeah. Oof. April, May,
That's
June, July,
time.
August.
I don't want to wait that long.
5.5 months.
This is what we're doing right now. You guys are counting the months down. Like, what? Come on.
Good job, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Lampooned this. Josh is supposed
It started
to
get... when he grabbed the fart gun, let's be honest.
It all started when he started.
Just take some responsibility.
Well, and him being the general negative Nelly about this Packers team, which he has been since they lost to San Francisco.
It's actually...
Farts are funny.
Yeah.
Caller number four. Caller number four, 844-770-3776. To play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? A chance to win a $25 gift card. Caller number four, 844-770-3776. You'll have 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds. You get more correct answers than Ben Brust. You will win a $25 gift card plus bragging rights to tell everybody that you are officially smarter than Ben Brust. Caller four, 844-770-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Next, that's Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios.
It's a party, baby.
This is Bud Light Scalzo and Brust. Woo! On 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Benny Blu-ray has left the studio. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio in here with me. Hunter Vaughn running the show at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown, just off the Capitol Square. It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
For those of you that say Ben Brust is an idiot, well, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
It is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Today's contestant, Zach in Madison. Zach, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Do you believe that you are smarter than Mr. Blu-ray, the DVD king, Ben Brust?
Boy. God, I have to hope so.
You and me both, Zach. You and me both. Here's how we're going to find out. You're going to have 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds, whichever comes first. Now, if you don't know the answer to a question, you are allowed to say skip or pass. We then revisit that question after we get through the original 15. And if you score more correct answers than Ben Brust, you will win yourself a $25 gift card. Any
All right,
questions
let's do
are
it.
Are you good to go? All right, you're good to go. Turn signal on.
Blink,
we appreciate that.
First.
That is very important. Yes, you don't want to get a ticket like home.
Yeah, you know, got to park. Got to park here, you know?
Yep. All right. Well, we got you good. Are we ready? We settled?
We're set.
All right, because Ben Brust is, I think, 3-9 with an asterisk, I believe. So let's see. Zach in Madison. And are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 3, 2, 1. If a truck weighs 3.5 tons, how many pounds does it weigh?
7,000.
What continent lies directly west of Asia?
Europe.
How did Johnny Appleseed get his name?
Spreading apples across the country, planting trees.
Which insects do not live in colonies? Mosquitoes, wasps, honeybees, or ants?
Mosquitoes.
Which New England state is the main producer of wild blueberries in the United States?
New Hampshire.
How much is 2/5 of 25?
10.
Which Major League Baseball team has won the most World Series?
Yankees.
What object is hidden for a short time during a lunar eclipse?
The moon.
Name the only city in the United States that is not in any of the 50 states.
Washington, D.C.
In which direction does the sun set?
The west.
What number is the denominator in the fraction 6/9?
9.
What seas borders the coast of Greece, France, and Italy? Counts if
Mediterranean.
Well done, Zach in Madison. 12 spot?
11 spot. Does it not feel... I felt foolish there because he was answering them so
easy. So on rhythm, so on point.
They were so easy for him. I didn't know if it was the questions or if I've just convinced myself these questions are more difficult based on previous performances.
By Ben Brust, who is, I believe, 3-12 with an asterisk right now.
3-13.
To start 3-13.
Join the bit.
3-13. Sorry, almost gypped you there. 3-13 with an asterisk. Ben Brust, you have 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds.
Hunter,
you know how this game works.
You can take him off for the record. I don't need
stay on the line, Zach. Stay on the line.
I don't need any distractions.
When you win, you are going to need to provide your information for that $25 gift card.
I don't got it here for them.
You don't have what?
I don't have him winning.
No, Ben Brust over-under is 8.5. So we'll see. You take over-under there.
Under.
All right, 15 questions to answer, 90 seconds, whichever comes first. If you don't know the answer, you are allowed to say skip or pass. We then revisit that question after we get through the original 15. If you fail to score more correct answers than Zach and Madison, he will win a $25 gift card. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Ben Brust, are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 3, 2, 1. If a truck weighs 3.5 tons, how many pounds does it weigh?
4,000.
What continent lies directly west of Asia?
Europe.
How did Johnny Appleseed get his name?
He ate an appleseed.
Which of these insects do not live in colonies? Mosquitoes, wasps, honeybees, or ants?
Mosquitoes.
Which New England state is the main producer of wild blueberries in the United States?
Vermont.
How much is 2/5 of 25?
10.
Which Major League Baseball team has won the most World Series?
The Yankees.
What object is hidden for a short time during a lunar eclipse?
The moon.
Name the only city in the United States that is not in any of the 50 states.
Huh?
Name the only city in the United States that is not in any of the 50
Washington, D.C.
states. In which direction does the sun set?
West.
What number is the denominator in the fraction 6/9?
9.
What seas borders the coasts of Greece, France,
Mediterranean,
and Italy? How many seconds are there in 2.5 minutes?
That would be 2.5. I don't know. 120 plus 30.
No,
150.
Buzzer. I don't think it counts there.
150.
You can't take all day on the last one. You got to split answer.
150.
It's still only a 10 spot if I give it to him. Zach, winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That was a good performance by me.
Congratulations, Zach in Madison. You are officially smarter than Ben Brust.
What's going on? You guys have a smirk.
What do you mean?
You just have a smirk.
We're just
right
happy.
Now.
It's a couple happy guys.
What did Zach do? Did he run the table?
Did
or
really well.
No, he got an 11 spot. Yeah. You were close. I'm just laughing at you trying to fight and claw, knowing that was not. You would freak out if that were vice versa and I gave somebody else. I'm very quick with the callers, with the fans.
You read slower for me.
No,
versus
I know.
The callers.
One time I did.
One
and pat
time.
On the back to me.
Because you laugh at my answer and then that takes away from the. So
I didn't laugh at a single answer you had.
Baloney.
Johnny Appleseed, you did laugh. Because he ate an apple.
He ate an apple seed. If a truck weighs 3.5 tons. How many pounds does it weigh?
How much is a ton?
2,000 pounds.
Oh, well then 7,000.
Yeah, but you didn't know that a ton was 2,000 pounds. What continent lies directly west of Asia? Europe. And come on, Scalzo and Russ family, I don't think that he cheated on that. I'm seeing the cheating allegations roll in.
I would never think that.
Like this bit.
It's not a bit.
No.
I can show you six
this
text messages.
Bit will make bit? Me lose my mind.
What bit?
The cheating bit.
People think that you cheat.
I've never cheated once in this game's history.
Been proven. It's been proven that you cheated in this game's
it's
history.
It's been proven on everything else but this game. The integrity.
Everything else
but
this one thing.
I've cheated in every game we've played, in every challenge we've had, in every bet we've made, I've cheated. But this one game where it seems really likely and really obvious at certain times that
I
cheated.
If I was cheating, don't you think I'd have a better than 500 record?
Well,
dumbass.
You're not even close to 500.
Exactly.
But you try to get in there and cheat to a certain degree.
It's kind of nice having Josh next to me when he's laughing because I can actually assault him.
Whoa.
Are you going to Will Smith him?
I might. He keeps that chuckle up.
What continent lies directly west of Asia? Europe. I expected that. How did Johnny Appleseed get his name? Spent his life planting apple trees. Like he went out, he had the thing on his head. And
that's great.
He spread apple seeds around.
Do you know the song?
No.
What were you doing? As a child.
Shooting hoops 22.
Lots of new years. It is mosquitoes that do not live in colonies. You got
straight
that
guy.
Right. And again, I think that's where the allegations started coming in. Which New England state is the main producer of wild blueberries in the United States? You said Vermont. It is Maine. 2/5 of 25 is 10.
Oh, this is where the cheating allegations came in.
No, we know you're good at math.
Yeah, we know that quick math. You're all right. And no, it was. It's in the mosquito section. The baseball team that has won the most World Series are the New York Yankees, even though you can't name 5 Hall of Famers or the top 10 most famous players.
Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig.
But you didn't know Lou Gehrig.
What was he called?
Sweet Lou.
Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra.
Yeah, those guys.
You didn't know. Exactly.
Yeah.
Roger Maris.
I've never heard of him.
Joe DiMaggio.
I mean... Roberto Clemente.
Mariano Rivera.
Derek Jeter.
Roberto Clemente, very famously a Pittsburgh Pirate, by the way.
Yeah, Robert Clemens.
What object hidden for a short time during a lunar eclipse? It is the moon. Ben, in a solar eclipse.
The sun.
Nailed it. Washington, D.C., the only city in the United States, not in any of the 50 states. The sun does set in the west. I didn't know. I think there
Shut
was...
up.
He's right. I was going to be really mean right there. In the faction, 6/9, the denominator is 9. Mediterranean Sea borders the coasts of Greece, France, and Italy. 150 seconds in 2.5 minutes, even though Ben Bruss took far too long to answer that question. Congratulations to Zach and Madison. You are officially smarter than Ben Bruss. Ben now 3-14 with an asterisk on the short season here in the news.
Is it just
year.
One of those things where it's been a while since you poked at me and poked at me and poked at me and you're having fun with it?
I don't know. Why?
Because I'm going to combust.
About are you smarter than Ben Bruss?
Yes. The cheating accusations are like... What are you doing over there? First time doing radio?
Scratching my face.
Stop with the cheating stuff. It really, I lose sleep over it.
Let's put it up to the audience.
You don't. Now you're lying to us about cheating allegations.
No. You've been lying for the last 3 years about these cheating allegations.
I am not the one that's making the allegations. I am merely a mouthpiece for the Scalzo and Bruss family.
Well, I need you to be a mouthpiece for your co-host.
I know. Wait.
You are your own mouthpiece, though. You're defending yourself.
Yeah,
literally. Let's leave it up to the audience.
Yeah,
let's ask them
a question where we've set up Ben in a way where he's going to look like a cheater.
It's a simple question. Should we stop accusing Ben of cheating on Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss?
I mean, the times it's been really obvious, though. It's been so obvious.
He's going to punch one of us eventually.
No, I'm not saying this round. I agree. I have Ben's back. I don't think he cheated on Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss today.
Me
either. Title it back to me. I got your back. This was not a cheating day. All of these were very answerable questions.
One time.
Mosquitoes. No, I've very much come to your defense. Even against Greg's number one fan.
No, you were rooting for him blatantly.
Yep, and then I owned it.
Yeah, you
Paddled
still won.
It back to me. You still won.
Yeah, he's a dummy like you.
Whoa.
Whoa. See, now you're lashing out.
Yeah, I'm angry.
About what?
The cheating allegations.
I didn't make the allegations. I came to your defense, and you're lashing out at me, calling me a dummy.
Number one Ben Bruss supporter right here.
It's it.
Who is that? Jason and Madison, where are you? Beat up Greg.
Jason's got all of our backs.
No,
do you like how Benny's trying to hog him?
Uh-huh.
Trying to act like he's only in love with Ben. And
well,
he's
guess
not...
who's going to get drinks with him? Me. You guys aren't.
Cool. The ultimate Ben Bruss kiss ass right there.
Yeah?
Oh. Wait, was the getting drinks with him just so you...
There he is. Y'all need to get off my boy. He isn't cheating. Don't make me. Thank you, Jason.
Jason, we're on the same team. Yeah. I was defending him today. The Scalzo and Bruss family. Look, we can't silence
Steve. Look, Jason speaks and you guys, you know, great crawl back
no,
in your
but
holes.
I think Jason would admit that at some point the cheating allegations have become really hot and heavy. I don't know if he remembers your beer seltzer mile, your Bud Light seltzer mile that you did, but that was you defending yourself in the same manner you are now, and you were blatantly cheating. There were how many other instances of you cheating and defending yourself with this vigor, in which case it came to light that you were indeed cheating?
I would need you to list it off, because other than the nude seltzer mile, I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, start naming them.
Lying, cheating,
yeah, start
stealing.
Naming specifics. Stealing?
Where else?
Well, you're just making stuff up now.
Well, lying and cheating and stealing all goes together.
I'm sure the Scales and Bruss family remembers all
oh,
the
yeah,
time.
You, it's so relevant and prevalent to you guys.
Look, I think about you in such a positive light, Ben, that I don't dwell on the negative.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Caught these guys. They don't got anything.
We do. We literally gave you an example.
One example.
I mean, how many others can we possibly provide? You cheated your way out of the Golden Guppies.
Famously.
That's not cheating.
You cheated on a first aid exam in college.
That was cheating.
You cheated. I mean, how deep do you want? I mean, like, what are we doing here? I don't want to besmirch your name, Ben.
You seem to be trying to rely on the fact that we'll just forget, because you've told us many times about your cheating escapades.
You started the conversation today saying, I might have cheated on everything else on this show.
I said might have.
You've been prideful.
That wasn't like I said I did.
You've been prideful in your cheating.
Matt LaFleur spoke with the media at the NFL owners meetings talking about Davante Adams. The aftermath, we'll hear from him next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
So would the new generation of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers then be that much more talented than the old generation?
Oh, 100%.
Even though they're superheroes?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They'd be next level superheroes.
Okay.
Technology, man. Heard of it?
This is the dumbest show in America.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light, the world's greatest beer. He is Benny Blu-ray Ben Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. No, he's not. He's not doing anything today. Hunter Vaughn running the show for us. The Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off to Capitol Square. And I do have to tell the whole world, you all, about the Bud Light $25,000 bank shot contest. All you have to do to win 25 grand next time you're at these following locations in the Madison area, scan the QR code you see for the Bud Light $25,000 bank shot contest. And it's like a scratch-off ticket. You have a chance to win 25 grand. Now, even if you don't win, you are automatically entered to win $5,000. We'll be giving away a minimum of $5,000 to somebody. Could be you. You also have a chance to win 25 grand. So next time you are in Woodman's, Hy-Vee, University, Liquor, scan the QR code that you find, and you can win 25 grand thanks to the Bud Light $25,000 Bank Shot Contest. Matt LaFleur talking with the Green Bay Packers media.
Let's just be honest with ourselves here. Uh-huh. We got into it.
Ben Bruss co-opted the entire show.
Yeah.
Today it started with DVDs.
Now it's my fault.
Yep, I didn't want to talk DVDs. We had interesting things from Matt LaFleur to talk about today.
I didn't want to talk DVDs. Josh wanted to talk DVDs because he asked me a heartfelt question. What did you ask me?
Chris from MW chimes in and says, is Ben really always this defensive? Let it go, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. Chris, shut the hell up. I'll punch you in the face like I just did Greg and Josh.
You've never punched a single person
in
the face.
We're on stream here. Everyone saw you. You wouldn't play catch with us.
Well, I don't want to play catch because you guys accused me of cheating.
I'm not playing catch in this whole show. I'm not playing catch with you guys in the break.
Ever?
No. I will. I just need to get over it. I'm not over it.
Yeah. Well, great job by us leaving ourselves very little time to talk Matt LaFleur because Ben Brust had to defend his honor after cheating.
I did, yes.
Had a million things on the show.
Never an argument smarter than Ben Brust.
Yes.
Never.
Digging his heels in on the one game in which he's got asterisks to his name.
You guys did. You guys put that. I have never cheated in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust.
You sound like Robert Clemens right now. You sound like Jose Canseco. You sound like all the steroids guys defending themselves against cheating allegations. Milwaukee Bucks basketball next year on 100.5 ESPN, home of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Sixers game. Wow.